I see I cannot get thy father's love, therefore no more turn me to him, sweet man.
Alas, how then?
Why, thou must be thyself. He doth object I am too great of birth, and that my state being galled with my expense, I seek to heal it only by his wealth. Besides these, other bars he lays before me, my riots past, my wild societies, and tells me it is a thing impossible I should love thee but as a property.
Maybe he tells you true.
No, heaven so speed me in my time to come. Albeit I will confess thy father's wealth was the first motive that I wooed thee, Anne. Yet wooing thee, I found thee of more value than stamps in gold or sums in sealed bags. And 'tis the very riches of thyself that now I aim at.
Gentle Master Fenton, yet seek my father's love, still seek it, sir. If opportunity and humble suit cannot attain it, why then, hark you hither.
Break the talk, Mistress Quickly. My kinsman shall speak for himself.
I'll make a shaft or a bolt on, Slid. 'Tis but venturing.
Be not dismayed.
No, she shall not dismay me. I care not for that, but that I'm afeard.
Hark ye, Master Slender would speak a word with you.
I come to him. This is my father's choice. Oh, what world of vile, ill-favoured faults looks handsome in 300 pounds a year.
And how does good Master Fenton? Pray you, a word with you.
She's coming to her cause.
Oh!
Oh, boy, thou hadst a father.
I had a father, Mistress Anne. My uncle can tell you good jest of him. Pray you, uncle, tell Mistress Anne the jest how my father stole 2 geese out of a pen. Good uncle.
Mistress Anne, my cousin loves you.
Aye, that I do, as well as I love any woman in Gloucestershire.
He will maintain you like a gentlewoman.
Aye, that I will. Come cutting longtail under the degree of a squire.
He will make you £150 jointure.
Good Master Shallow, let him woo for himself.
Mary, I thank you for it. I thank you for that good comfort.
Aye, I thank you.
She calls you, cuz. I leave you.
Now, Master Slender?
Now, good Mistress Anne.
What is your will?
My will? Oh, Tartleys, that's a pretty jest indeed. I ne'er made my will yet, I thank heaven. I'm not such a sickly creature, I give heaven praise.
I mean, Master Slender, what would you with me?
Truly, for mine own part, I would little or nothing with you. Your father and my uncle hath made motions. If it be my luck, so. If not, happy man be his dole. They can tell you how things go better than I can. Oh, you may ask your father. Here he comes.
Now, Master Slender, love him, daughter Anne. Why, how now? What does Master Fenton hear? You wrong me, sir, thus still to haunt my house. I told you, sir, my daughter is disposed of.
Nay, Master Page, be not impatient.
Good Master Fenton, come not to my child.
She is no match for you.
Sir, will you hear me?
No, good Master Fenton. Come, Master Shallow, come, Son Slender, in. Knowing my mind, you wrong me, Master Fenton.
Speak
come
to Mistress Page.
Good Mistress Page. Mm. For that I love your daughter in such a righteous fashion as I do, perforce against all checks, rebukes, and manners, I must advance the colours of my love and not retire. Let me have your goodwill.
Good mother, do not marry me to yon fool.
I mean it not. I seek you a better husband.
That's my master, Master Doctor.
Alas, I'd rather be set quick in the earth and bowled to death with turnips.
Oh, come, trouble not yourself, good Master Fenton. I will not be your friend or enemy. My daughter will I question how she loves you, and as I find her, so am I affected. Till then, farewell, sir. She must needs go in. Her father will be angry.
Farewell, gentle mistress. Farewell, man.
This is my doing now. Nay, said I, will you cast away your child on a fool and a physician? Look on, Master Fenton, this is my doing.
I thank thee, and I pray thee once tonight give my sweet Nan this ring. There's for thy pains.
Oh, sir, now heaven send thee good fortune. A kind heart he hath. A woman would run through fire and water for such a kind heart. But yet I would my master had Mistress Anne. Or I would Master Slender had her, or in truth I would Master Fenton had her. I will do what I can for them all three, for so I've promised, and I'll be as good as me word. But speciously for Master Fenton. Well, I must have another errand to Sir John Falstaff and my two mistresses. What a beast am I to slack it.